It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
P.S.
Cubs win. They now lead the series 2-1.
Castro's got it. Throws to first. Cubs win! Cubs win! Cubs beat the Cardinals!
Get ready for this historic Game 4 with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. Cubs and Cardinals just over a half hour away at Wrigley Field. Cubs win this one, and they clinch their first NLCS appearance since 2003. President of Baseball Operations Theo Epstein joined the Spiegel and Goff show today. Says he saw all of this happening a long time ago.
It's really important to believe before you see. You know, we had to have belief in what we were doing before we could see it play out. And that's not just with the big league team, but that's with the organization. You know, we were starting essentially from the bottom, and we had a lofty goal of what we wanted to build. And so you can't go into that needing instant gratification. You can't go into it even needing periodic affirmation. You need to go in trusting yourself and trusting the organization, trusting your brothers that you work with, knowing that it's going to happen.
Catch that entire interview at SpiegelandGoff.com. Lineups are out for Game 4. No Addison Russell for the Cubs today. Javier Baez takes his spot at shortstop. Joe Maddon was on with Spiegel and Goff as well today. Not too concerned about Baez's rough outing last night.
Javi, I mean, that was uncharacteristic of him. I have so much faith in this guy on the defensive side of the baseball. I just think that maybe just throwing him into that particular moment might have been kind of difficult. He's never been in that moment before like that. But for me, he plays with a slow pulse rate normally. I think he's going to be fine today. But I also thought he had two good at-bats yesterday, too.
Yadier Molina out for the Cardinals today. Jason Hamill starts for the Northsiders. John Lackey counters for St. Louis. Lackey coming off just 3 days of rest. He's done that twice in his postseason career. However, hasn't done so since 2005. Other baseball games today, the Dodgers in New York tonight, they try to stave off elimination against the Mets, 7:07 start in that one. Other MLB news, former Padres manager Bud Black to interview with the Nationals, Padres set to interview Alex Cora for their managerial opening. Bears are off today. The Lions await them in Detroit on Sunday. Blackhawks off tonight. They return to action tomorrow in Philadelphia. Bulls preseason continues tomorrow when they host the Detroit Pistons. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And join the score in Dos Equis at Crazy Poor in Villa Park next Thursday for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Come by, register for a chance to win a two-hour appearance by a score personality and a $500 Visa gift card, and watch the game while enjoying a cold Dos Equis, brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the Radio Home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
We've been observing the Cubs fandom this time around as compared
yes, we
to
have.
07, 08, and especially 03. And it's just really anecdotal, and we're going to know with more of these home games. You don't want to draw any conclusions early. But I'm not backing off my assessment that there is a completely different tone to Cubs fans now. It's not as crazy, desperate, stupid. Am I wrong?
Let me think about this. I'm not sure that's true, because crazy, desperate could still be plenty in that park. I think if part of Cubdom, to some anyway, is just this pure joy in having this kind of agony to go with it, I don't think they're gone. They may not be here, but I don't think they're gone.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Matt Bowen.
Guys, the throws Jay Cutler made in the fourth quarter were just awesome. To Sedmera, to Wilson. I mean, not many quarterbacks can make that throw, especially with Jay having a free runner off the field in his face. He had to throw that ball off his back foot, and he basically dropped that right over the outside shoulder of Wilson. That beat man coverage that took the pre-safety out of play. And then how about the end of the game? I mean, that's a high-pressure situation. Jay drops the ball, picks it up, and one of the Bears do. They run a rub route or a pick route. It was a great call by Adam Gates. The same stuff you saw from Denver the last 2 years with Peyton Manning. This was the second week in a row where the opposing team opened the door just a little bit for the Bears. Last week against the Raiders was a two-minute drill. Yesterday was the fourth quarter, and Jay Cutler took the football game. That's a big positive.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
We're Boers and Bernstein, and you have The Score.
I've got a wake.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Hey, it was fun yesterday. I saw our buddy Ronnie Woo Woo, our old pal. He used to come to all of our appearances around Wrigley Field and just stand around there and wait for us to call him up. We never did.
It was fun while we could hear, because then things got crazy.
Yeah, then things got crazy, but
out of hand.
Ronnie acknowledged me later, and we went out together, so
oh, you did?
Fine. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Everything is fine. He did. Honestly, he did.
Yeah, but when he's not wooing, you know, he's just sort of standing around. It just seems weird. I mean, he's still Ronnie Woo Woo, but
boy, you know how I know that? It says so on the back of his jersey.
And there were just, they were all out there. There was the odd-looking artist that was drawing watercolors of Wrigley Field and selling them to people. It was a bit of a circus. It had a little bit of, anybody who's ever been to Key West, and when people, there's a thing in, you know, people who go to Key West over there on spring break, you know, collegiately, everybody, hey, you going to Sundown? It's like a thing to go to the boardwalk on the beach and mm-hmm. watch the sunset.
Yeah.
You going to Sunset? Yeah. And it's filled with strange people.
Yes, that's what Key West is.
And there's like brownie lady that rides a bike around with a basket on the front and sells brownies. And
with the biscuit.
I think you can either order a special brownie or a regular brownie. And then there's a guy with like a.
Are you actually talking about that? Is that
and there's a guy with a whiteboard who's I mean, just a complete like spiritualist kook talking about the power of watching the sunset. And you just sort of watch these people operate. That's what I felt like around Wrigley yesterday.
Yeah, there was a lot of them. I hadn't been out there in a long time.
Guy in the mask.
I saw guys
growling.
With a mask running around. I just still don't know what he was doing.
Growling at people.
He was growling, and he's like chasing people. When I came down on
did we see that bum ass Billy Cub? Was that idiot out there with his stupid?
I think I did see him from a distance. I think it was Billy Cub.
His cooler
I try to
out
walk
there.
Fast. You know, I don't really want to see Billy Cub, but I think it was.
Oh,
I think it was.
You know, the guy with the Ron Santo picture tattooed on his head. I mean, there are just some.
Yeah.
There's some. There's a guy
it
with
really
a,
is.
A
yeah,
propeller
is
beanie.
A, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see him? I mean, want to get on television, I guess. And there was another guy who was holding up a hoverboard that wasn't really...
Was he came in and he did it to me. And then he comes in and goes over and does it to you. Like, I care.
What was he doing?
I don't know. I don't. And
so like Back to the Future reference or something? Nobody saw Back to the Future 2. Nobody cares.
I saw some reference in the paper this morning. I guess we're missing something.
It's Back to the Future 2.
I think we're missing something.
Electric Boogaloo. I mean, I didn't... I understand that Back to the Future itself was kind of a cultural touchstone for people. Not Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, he...
no one cares about that movie.
He walked in the bar and showed me, and he didn't see him, and then he came back and made sure you saw his hoverboard.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see your hoverboard. I don't care.
No, I don't want to see... hey, you know what? I feel grateful it was just his hoverboard.
Yeah, I got some Twitter backlash last night, too, because they showed Eddie Vedder, and I'm watching with my son, and they say, there's Eddie Vedder, and Jason says, who's Eddie Vedder? I said, well, he's the lead singer of Pearl Jam. He said, I've never heard of him. and I,
well, that's...
I just simply posted that exchange without any sort of judgment, but people got very mad at me, including some people who work here. Well, that's bad parenting. Well, I'm not a Pearl Jam fan.
Wait a minute. So you don't, he's not aware of Pearl Jam, so that's bad parenting?
That's what people said, including people under the employ of this very station.
Brain dead.
But I'm just... he's
all of them.
He seems like a nice enough bloke, but I'm just not really into his music.
And he wants them to shake hands after the game, too. Tweet that out. He'd like that. Wants that.
I'm sure he would know it occasionally. I have XRT on, and they play some Pearl Jam songs, so they don't really stand out. It's not a favorite of his, not a favorite of mine. So
he's a kid. My grandkids don't know. Well, I've taught them the 60s. I've taught them the 60s.
Look, I took him to see AC/DC. Yeah. I mean, I know when things taught, matter. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think if I said Pearl Jam to him, they go, oh.
He knows who Nirvana is, and Kurt Cobain, and Foo Fighters, and all that. He's just, for whatever reason, that's not a band that's particularly important to me, that I've had to make a special effort and say, hey, you know, this is that band again. This is that band I like. You should really check this out.
Come on.
But people get so angry. Why do so many, like, there's two things I've noticed about people who do what we do in our business.
Mm-hmm.
Sports broadcasting.
Yeah.
Sports reporters, sports broadcasters. They all love Pearl Jam. And everybody loves Springsteen. I mean, they're fine, but what's with, like, the sports bro love for Pearl Jam and Springsteen? It's like everybody has to worship at the Church of Springsteen. I must have missed that.
I guess you did kind of.
You came to like him later in life.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. I did. That's for sure. I was just going to say that I was recently added. Oh, my iPod, I'm telling you, it's a jumping. But yeah, I added Springsteen. Yeah, mm-hmm. I had some on there, and then I thought, well, you know.
Well, Pearl Jam's next for you, then. I have to unlock the secrets to that musical greatness, I guess.
And then I'll tweet it out.
I-55 and Zeke on the score.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You say?
Hey, what's up? So, first off, I got a statement. Well, not a statement, a question. I've decided that I'm staying in the closet in terms of Jay Cutler. No matter how secure he makes me, I just want to see how you guys felt about that.
How I feel about your feelings about it?
Now, how do you feel about Jay Cutler? Like,
what's left to feel?
I'm saying, like, can he convince you to trust him and actually go into the game feeling good about him at quarterback?
I feel better.
Or at this point, I just convince you to fire
him. I feel better
at
him
with Adam Gase running the show. Yeah. Yes, I do. I feel much better about him. Do I feel great? No.
And I feel better about him than anybody else on the roster.
See, I was going to say talk about Marquise Wilson and Tracy Porter. Those guys have been balling. Straight up balling, man. But
Cutler, you know, Cutler has really, really played well and really is organized and gets everything going, and the team is organized, and that's because he doesn't, you know, I mean, people aren't wandering around, and he knows what he's doing. I mean, that play he made at the end of the game, whether you like him or hate him, and I'm somewhere in the middle, I mean, I'm still looking for the next quarterback. Yeah,
if
you know,
you're looking. But if you that's just a great. If you don't play. Realize that Jay Cutler is the reason that Marquise Wilson looks like a viable NFL player, then you're not watching the games correctly.
Because
that's the difference. Marquise Wilson isn't doing that with a replacement level quarterback.
Here's my thing. He threw two Aaron Rodgers great passes. He's been playing awesome football. But my thing is this: Aaron Rodgers makes news when he throws an interception at home. You see what I'm saying?
Aaron Rodgers is arguably the best quarterback of all time.
550 throws without one.
I mean, you can't compare that to Aaron Rodgers. It might be the best quarterback that's ever lived.
Don't compare anybody actually in the league that's actually of that age bracket to not you know, the only guy that's Brady, who's got all the championship rings, but other than that, that's like a different class.
Yeah, and don't get
and
don't
Peyton
get
Manning's too... not in that class anymore. He said he's got to play better.
And if Marquise Wilson ends up being a decent player, like a guy you can have on your roster as a wideout, that'd be fine. So I don't know if he's flat
yeah, he's
out
done well balling. And he's helped the Bears the last couple of weeks when you really needed it. But I don't know what the future. All I know is that in point of fact, the one thing you can't, well, again, like him, hate him, whatever you feel about him, is you can't ignore what he's done, Jay Cutler. You can't ignore what he's done, and we're not going to. We're not going to let any past things shade what he's done.
No, nor do I
think great.
Nor do I think it's still sort of this open book and having to decide how you feel about him. We're way past that already.
Yeah,
Chris in Rockford, you're on the score.
Hello, boys. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Dan, I have to agree with you, especially, too, on the whole Eddie Vedder thing about people not knowing who Eddie Vedder was. I mean, that really doesn't matter at this point because Pearl Jam should just be so irrelevant by now and what the age we're in. I mean, you look at how Eddie Vedder sang, too, and everything he sang was purely in vowels, whether it was A-E-I-U, like most grunge music back in the day. But, I mean, the fact that, you know, more people should know about Soundgarden, if anything, when it comes to their grunge band.
Well, Chris Cornell is a more important artist.
If he is, but some people will not know who Chris Cornell is. When it comes to sometimes, people will be like, well, who the hell's that? Be like, well, Eddie Vedder is where he comes from. It was like, well, that doesn't matter. It comes to good music.
Yeah, I agree with you about Soundgarden. And Chris Cornell, while his formidable instrument vocally is not what it used to be, he's still carving out a niche, making all kinds of new music and still challenging himself with different projects.
Still going, too.
Yeah, but even Big Cornell, some of the side projects that he's doing, I think that both Kurt Cobain and I'd say Dave Grohl and a lot of people would agree that Chris Cornell musically is more significant, even though Pearl Jam's had much more commercial success. That's the opinion of people who know more about it than I do, but if there's some subjectivity in there. I just, some of the stuff that Soundgarden did is just mind-blowing. I mean, Pearl Jam's done great. You know, they're fine. They're
used to be our clothes, I believe, years ago.
Ours?
No, not ours. That I know.
Well, he's a big fan.
I was there for Pearl Jam, and I'm okay with that. I'm fine. I didn't really move the meters for me, but that's okay.
Yeah, I was just I was surprised that people still felt that strongly.
Well. You know, people, look, if when you have that amount of people out there, there's going to be somebody that feels that strongly about it, no matter what it is. If you said something about mass murder, there's somebody who feels strongly about mass murder.
He's Terry Boers, and I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Today, Theo Epstein dropped by the Score's live broadcast to talk to Spiegel and Goff.
Joe does a masterful job, and our players are embracing it, and they know it's time to lunch up when they see the wind blowing out, and for pitchers, it's time to keep the ball on the ground.
Hear the entire Theo Epstein interview with Spiegel and Goff at 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. I knew this day was coming, but it certainly does not make it any easier. The OBC is calling it a career. Steve Spurrier, 70 years old and stepping down effective immediately. Just don't look for me to call him a quitter. That's not what he's doing. He knows that what he's doing is no longer working, so he's stepping aside to give somebody else a shot. It's not like Spurrier is bolting for that USC gig. He's going to the armchair or the golf course or, God willing, the TV studio. Because trust me, nobody can bring the heat like the OBC from Free Shoes University. You can't spell citrus without UT. And I know Peyton Manning came back for his senior year. He wanted to be a three-time star of the Citrus Bowl. Only the OBC could run beautiful junk like that. Nobody says anything anymore, and Steve Spurrier would always say everything. There will never be another OBC. I'm Jim Rome.
As a dentist, I see patients smile every day. However, no one is happy to see signs of oral cancer, particularly with patients who use chewing tobacco. I see the severe consequences coming from dipping. I'm Dr. Steven Spitz with Smile Boston Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry. As the dentist on record for Boston's baseball team, I've introduced them to Jake's Mint Chew as a healthy alternative. Jake's is a USDA certified organic mint that has no tobacco, no nicotine, caffeine, or sugar. Jake's packs like the real thing with no harmful side effects. Go to jakesmintchew.com to order now. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is our... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS. Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays, find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA, Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you, so use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Chicago.com. Tonight, join Chicago Bears Sam Acho and 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes live at TJ Sports Bar, 4025 West 147th Street in Midlothian from 6 to 10 p.m. for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Be there to see the show live and enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I refer back to notes. I mean, that's I do that on airplanes, things like that. I'm always trying to, you know, I mean, there's a quality control I try to do with myself to make sure that, you know, you're seeing the trees through the forest, or the forest through the trees, to make sure that it's that one, you know, let's take a look at it. So, yes, I do that.
What? What is he talking about? I mean, I love him dearly.
I know you do, but I don't. You know, it's not working, Dr. Football.
No. So, but what is he saying he's doing? What is he looking at?
Quality control.
But what is he looking at?
I don't know. I don't know the context.
Was it the trees through the forest?
Trees forest through the forest. Trees. Forest, trees.
Forest,
trees. Whatever you see, whatever you want to see, Jim. Just enjoy it while you can. Whether it's a forest or whether it's trees. Or
whether it's lights.
Looking for lights, whatever you want to see.
Whatever you want to, yeah, may you find them, my friend, because you will see them soon.
Yes,
you'll have some time on your hands.
As head coach, just enjoy being an NFL head coach while you can. That somebody really thought that you were the right guy for that role, for that job, for all that came with it. And we'll look back fondly on the Jim Tomsula days. Let's give away a MLB Network prize pack that we have for the sixth caller to the contest line, 312-591-6700. This postseason, MLB Network brings you two exclusive Division Series games, plus live coverage before and after every game on MLB Tonight. Visit findmlbnetwork.com for schedule and your channel number, then catch two Division Series games on MLB Network. In Milwaukee, he is Mitchell. He is on the Score.
Hi, guys. I was curious if you feel the Bears are better off winning a few games this year, or if you would rather see them lose more so they could potentially have a better draft pick going into next season?
I think the former. I think when you're trying to build a culture of winning, that you can't tell your head coach to not to try to win when you just hand this team over to him and he's 60 years old and he hires high quality, well regarded assistants
to
the best in the business as his lieutenants. I think it would be a major managerial and organizational mistake to try to keep them from doing their jobs as best they can week to week.
You don't hope they lose. They don't. Ryan Pace does not, and he didn't. I don't think there was one thought in his mind hoping they would lose, and that's us talking. That was me talking.
Okay.
That's
great.
Me
thanks,
talking,
guys.
Not them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think draft picks are important for this team because, you know, when they're good again, a lot of these guys are not going to be around again. You need so many players in the next 2 or 3 years, and you need such good drafts. I just would like to have a better choice, but with this coaching staff and what they've been managed to assemble, really out of nothing, most of their people are still missing.
Yeah, I also don't see a guy in this draft who say,
you
get
no
that
Andrew
number
Luck
one pick, that you got a race for this guy, and the derby is on to get that big franchise changer, and maybe that guy will be the 12th pick. Maybe that guy will be the 22nd pick.
Yep.
So it's not enough that I'm really going to be concerned.
Not yet. No, you're right. Not yet. There's nothing that I would say, man, I'm jumping on this. Boy, give me a chance. I'll take this. Not really. Nothing yet. So I guess if I say it, then, you know, then I can't say you hope the Bears lose because I don't know what you would do with it anyway. I mean, if Andrew Luck is out there again, I'd say yes, this is important that you lose, but he isn't. And I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know when there'll be another Andrew Luck.
That's a good point. That somebody who comes out as a prospect that clean,
mm-hmm.
as a pro prospect, when you think about it, Andrew Luck is a unicorn. When you have a guy who's the son of a former NFL quarterback,
mm-hmm.
who also happened to have been channeled through a professional developmental system as far as every system he was in.
Every step of the way, yep. Every step of the way.
That at some point, you're going to get a guy who doesn't have the pedigree, who comes through the right system, or you get a guy who does have the pedigree, who comes through a modern collegiate system, and the guy doesn't know what a front looks like, can't read a defense,
yep.
and doesn't know progressions outside of package plays.
Yep. I wish I saw him. And he's not even on the horizon. I can't see him, so I can't see anything.
Despite all the quarterback camps and all the ways that these guys are trying to be manufactured, it's still swimming upstream.
Mm-hmm.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szczepkowski. Cubs Cardinals just moments away from Game 4 getting started at Wrigley Field. Jason Hamill goes for the Cubs today. John Lackey for the Cards. Joe Maddon was on with Spiegel and Goff this morning and is plenty aware of what Lackey can do even on short rest.
He's pitching on one less day rest. I'm eager to see what that looks like. From our perspective, we saw him recently and... again, if he's making his pitches, he's still going to be very difficult because he's battle-tested. He's pitched in these moments, and he kind of likes it tonight because I know him really well. But beyond that, I'm relying on the fact, hoping the fact that he's pitching with one less day. Maybe things aren't as sharp as normal. You might see a mistake or two that we could take advantage of. But we'll find out the first time through the batting order how he feels.
Lineups are out for Game 4. No Addison Russell for the Cubs. Javi Baez starts in his spot. No Yadier Molina for St. Louis. We'll keep you updated to all developments at Wrigley Field throughout the afternoon. Other baseball tonight, the Mets try to close out the Dodgers at Citi Field. This one's going to be, they're going to have to get by Clayton Kershaw to do so, though. They did beat him in Game 1. Mets lead that series 2-1. Bears are off today. The Lions await them in Detroit on Sunday. Blackhawks off tonight. They return to action tomorrow in Philadelphia. Bulls preseason continues tomorrow when they host the Detroit Pistons. Derrick Rose not expected to play this preseason. In NFL news, the Pittsburgh Steelers have officially activated Martavis Bryant. The scoreboard update brought to you by Sean O'Neill, your local discount double check State Farm agent. And the Cubs playoff push coverage on the Score is presented by Budweiser, official beer of the Chicago Cubs. Great times are waiting. Grab some buds. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run and Pizza. Home Run and Pizza, a natural hit for the playoffs.
The second half. And now, it's time to begin the second half.
We talked to Len Casper amid a lot of our baseball discussion on the first half of the show, and it was just that, digesting the win by the Cubs, and then trying to look over some of these lineups and the conditions at Wrigley Field and recognizing that nothing that happened yesterday is particularly predictive of anything that's going to happen today.
This happened yesterday, and I know you were watching the game, that with a 7-1 lead, I looked out to the bullpen and David Price was warming up for the Blue Jays. It's 7-1.
I don't know what
Toronto. It's not 2-1. It's 7-1. So Ken Rosenthal tried to figure this out, put some reason, some logic. Manager John Gibbons lifted righty R.A. Dickey after 4 2/3 mostly splendid innings in favor of Price, who went on to allow 3 runs and throw 50 pitches in 3 innings. Gibbons said afterwards that Price would not even be available in relief for Game 5, though Price offered a differing view, vowing to be ready. So what the heck was this all about? Why the heck did the Jays burn Price with a 7-1 lead? Gibbons offered a variety of explanations in his post-game news conference, and believe it or not, none was entirely unreasonable. First and foremost, the Jays not only were without Brett Cecil, who will miss the rest of the postseason with a torn calf muscle, but also Aaron Loop, who left the park before the game to attend a family issue. Price then was the only left-hander in the bullpen. He had warmed up twice the previous night without entering the game again. He's warming up the night before as well. Gibbons did not want that to happen again. Once Price warmed up this time, he was going in. The thought being, Rosenthal's conclusion, and it's the only one, he did not want to tell David Price in so many words, what he wanted to do all along if there was a Game 5 was start Marcus Stroman.
What?
That's what he wants to do instead of Price.
All right. California has some new laws on the books. Governor Jerry Brown has signed legislation barring public schools from using the same name for its sports teams as the Washington professional football team. So there are 4 California high schools forced to change mascots. 3 sport-related bills were approved. This is from the AP. Signed a measure that bans players and coaches from using smokeless tobacco at professional baseball parks. And another that recognizes competitive cheerleading as a high school sport. That one I don't care about. But
no.
What's so hard about this? What's so difficult? Here is a big populist state saying, stop using an ethnic slur for your mascot name. And get the damn tobacco out of your mouths. It's not hard.
No, it wouldn't seem to be a fairly easy process.
Let this be an example for other states. They're doing absolutely the right thing on both of those fronts. And I think other states should look and see how they did it and try to do the same.
You know, there remains a lot of questions about the whole Steve Sarkisian situation at USC. And I think at some point in this thing, this is 4 coaches in 2 years. I Pat Hayden, who, you know, he was a Rhodes Scholar, was he not? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, smart guy and maybe a brilliant businessman. But you know what he's not brilliant at? Athletic directing. He's not real good at it. I mean, and apparently that what's come out since yesterday is that there were so many warning signs about this guy when he was at other places. I guess it wasn't so like public knowledge, but everybody within the business sort of knew that it could be this guy was a complete bubbling drunk. And that's what he was. That's what he was other places. And that, and he comes to USC prepackaged as a drunk. And Pat Hayden, you know, when you're running USC, you can pretty much get almost anybody in the country. Nick Saban, maybe not, and some others, interested in your job, right? I mean, there are a lot of guys out there that I think would kind of accept that challenge to coach USC with the facilities and the history and everything you have, and the guy hires a drunk. I mean, I just really wish that somebody out there, and I don't like Pat Hayden, it's just that I don't know how the hell a guy this incompetent could be running a huge school and a huge programs like at USC.
So Derrick Rose now going to miss the preseason, and I'll be very surprised if he's ready to start the season because he hasn't been able to run. I mean, it's just, you lose your wind, you get out of basketball shape, and I would expect it's going to take him some time into the regular season to get all ramped up. Mm-hmm. But just in the small samples that I've watched this team, and it'll be different when Taj Gibson and Joakim Noah come back, but as we mentioned during transition, the Bulls don't guard you.
No, they don't.
They're not interested.
Yeah.
They just don't guard you.
Not interested.
And your guy, Doug McDermott, he gets hung up on screens
so easily. That guy can't get through a simple screen roll action without fouling. He can't do it. So I'm not sure where you hide him. As soon as you see him out there, you immediately just put a ball screen on him. He didn't know what to do. He gets locked up. So whatever this is going to be, I don't know if they're going to win 45 or 47. It's going to look a whole lot different.
Unless Bobby Portis tears up the NBA.
He's just flailing, though. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing.
I know.
I mean, I know he says he patterns his game after Kevin Garnett. But other than just the preening and chest pounding and screaming, he's got all that down. But you have to understand that Kevin Garnett actually knew what he was doing.
One of the most skilled big men of all
time. You can't just really run around like a crazy person. And I know he likes it. He thinks that that's sort of... He's sort of aping what he thinks Kevin Garnett was doing.
Don't you think, though? I think before the season's over, I mean, I don't know how long it'll take, but I think he'll be a contributor. I think that
I don't know. That's hard, the NBA to have a...
I'm talking about a contributor. I'm not talking about a star, but I think there's certain times when he'll be of some use to you. I'm not sure it'll be all the time.
Hope so. I mean, energy level's great.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean anything if you don't understand what's actually happening around you.
Yeah, but Noah, see, already Noah's knee hurts. That's the second half. We do it every damn day that there's not a Bears game the day before. We'll always ask you what you think of this or the other things we've discussed. And we've got a lot of football talk coming your way. We're at 312-644-6767. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Cubs playoff coverage on The Score is presented by Budweiser, official beer of the Chicago Cubs. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds.
Kids can bring home more than homework from school, so don't let them bring home the flu. Flu shots are now available.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
$5, and you don't have to just take my word for it. Wine Spectator and Wine Enthusiast have also rated his wines with huge numbers across the board. The 2012 Napa Valley Cabernet is between 91 and 93 points. The Syrah is a best value. Wine Spectator and Wine Enthusiast. Here's an example. I had this the other night. Lot 457, the 2013 Napa Valley Meritage. So it's a Bordeaux-style blend. They begin with a backbone of the Merlot that comes from the west side of Napa Valley, just say somewhere south of Oakville. And then they added 20% Cabernet from Meteor, Stagecoach, Highmark, some Monte Rosso in there. You're talking about a $50 wine here. It's $18. That's just one example. You'll love these wines. And just because you're listening to this show, here's an exclusive offer, only available this week. Free shipping on your order and a free sommelier corkscrew with a retail value of $25. Great deal. You try wines already 50 to 70% off. Free shipping is a huge savings. A case of wine weighs 50 pounds, and it ships for free. Go to chwine.com. Use the code Dan, D-A-N. chwine.com. chwine.com. Click the microphone in the upper left corner. Enter my code Dan, D-A-N. You get free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew. Don't wait. The wine's fantastic. The deal's fantastic. Go online. Order it today.
At Pep Boys, we know your car is only as reliable as your battery. If you find yourself stranded, or worse still, unable to escape the zombie apocalypse because your car won't start, you'll wish you had taken advantage of our sale this week. Get $10 off a Bosch battery or $20 off a Bosch Platinum AGM with twice the life of a conventional battery. Do it yourself or have it professionally installed by a Pep Boys technician. With parts and service, the boys have got your back, so you won't have to look over your shoulder.
Radio. This is The Big League on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com. CBS Sports
Radio. Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
4th and 2. Here's the snap. He rolls right. Looks like he's heading into the stands to talk to some fans. Let's go to the field, Mike. They're talking about a huge fall sale happening at Old Navy. Now that sounds like a game changer. Uh-oh. The quarterback's running off the field to Old Navy.
Run to Old Navy right now for the huge fall sale. Save up to 50% off fall's best sweaters, flannels, and jeans for the whole family. Sweaters and flannels start at just $15. Hurry in. Valid 10/13 through 10/18. Select styles only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move. Five-0!
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chai McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactive, but Proactive Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We've got plenty of football talk coming your way. Pete Futak joins us for 40. Hub at 5. He can also help put the Bears in perspective, but I think most people are pretty happy about the Bears' performance on Sunday. And if you're not, well, then that's okay. But, I mean, that's a hell of a thing now, that last sequence of plays.
Yeah, I don't think people want perspective right now. I think they'd rather kind of have it slightly out of perspective. But that's usually, we count on Hub to be rational.
That's what he is.
And almost always, if I feel really bad about something, he doesn't feel quite as bad. If I feel really, really good about something, he kind of
doesn't
feel
quite as good.
Right. Let's just kind of tap our brakes.
It's the nature of Hub.
This is Q on the north side of the score. Hi, Q.
Hey, guys. Long time no talk. I had a thought about the high schools in California that were banned from the use of the name Redskins. And maybe this is more a question for Hub. But would it be possible, let's just say whoever is responsible for business licenses or sales of consumer goods inside of a state, would it be possible for them to deem the term Redskins and the Washington logo as vulgar and offensive? And could they then maybe perhaps block delivery and or sale of said NFL merchandise within their state borders to addresses that reside there within?
I don't know. I think that's a question for a lawyer.
Right, so would that be like Furio, or who am I going to have to call back to?
Yeah, I'm not sure the answer to that. You'd think that there would be some sort of interstate trade or some kind of restriction on such merchandise, because you can't just sell anything you want anywhere. But a lot of that would be the NFL itself and its licenses. So I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that.
I don't know.
But this is a start. Just the fact that you can, a state can say, all right, let's just decide what we want and don't want from the public schools in our state. Now, it doesn't mean the private schools can't continue to name themselves whatever they want.
Correct.
They're just saying the public schools would have this particular restriction, mm-hmm. and it's fine by me. And bigger than anything else, is we saw this coming, and I wrote about it for CBS Local Sports, the idea that major leaguers are not going to be able to use smokeless tobacco in these publicly owned buildings. Which I think is fine, because there's no good reason that anybody should be using
that stuff. I see a lot of
them
still chewing, too, and it's like, you know, there's so many. I guess when you're hooked on something, and apparently you're not very eager to stop, because I look at some of them, I go, dude, I mean, that is so dangerous. I mean, I look at some of the results and some of the guys that develop what happens to them, and we know it killed Tony Gwynn, and it's just like...
Well, we don't. He says it caused his mouth cancer.
That's what he said.
But doctors didn't confirm that. It's not confirmed. It's believed
that
one is connected to the
other.
I
think it's a safe bet.
Well...
If I'm betting, I'm betting on it. Because he never stopped that dude, if you'll recall.
Correct. We know there is a high correlation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Addison Russell's another one, always.
He is. I was going to say, yeah, he is he's definitely one of those guys as well. And I just want to take him and say, dude, no, stop.
Well, it is outlawed in the minors, correct?
It is.
So you wonder how they develop these habits.
Yeah, I really don't know. All I know is that when I see anybody. And particularly in the case of him, just a kid, I want to say, why? Now, get out of the habit right damn now.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the attraction is. I mean, look, there used to be televised commercials with Carlton Fisk and Walt Garrison and Earl Campbell.
Oh, yeah,
and
you bet.
They would tell you just a pinch between your cheek and gum gives you that great tobacco flavor without lighting up. And then you would try it and you would throw up on yourself. And you'd wonder, why the hell does anybody want
That's
to put
what I
this
did
in
too.
Their mouths? Oh, look, it was a rite of passage.
I felt very bad about it, because it doesn't exactly make you look, you know, you look like an idiot. And I tried it. Wrong time, wrong place.
If you missed the interview that Matt Spiegel and Jason Goff did earlier today with Cubs president Theo Epstein, you are going to get an opportunity in just a little bit to hear from the architect of the Cubs resurgence.
That's good. You might want to stay tuned for it. It's good.
The resurgence, it just got kicked in the rocks in the top of the first inning. But, hey, you know, you trot a bad pitcher out there, and sometimes that happens. But
well, that guy hits home runs off the Cubs.
He's good.
He is good. I take him.
Another, and I mean, they just have, they keep having guys. It just, it doesn't stop.
No, it doesn't stop. And I, as much as I hate them, and I do, mm-hmm. and I guess I hate their fans more than I hate them. I'm not wild about them, but I certainly hate their fans more. Man, what is it, 10 out of 12 years in the playoffs?
You will hear from Theo Epstein next on the Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score.
The Cubs are battling in the postseason, and the Bears are increasing their momentum. We are the epicenter of the Chicago sports world, bringing you the best coverage of it all. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
It's just me. But now the tough part is to keep it going and stay healthy. It's all good though, right? Just 11 weeks left to go. What could possibly go wrong? Tell me, why would you wait until week 16 to get paid? You've gathered so much football information listening to the Boers and Bernstein Show. It's time to put that knowledge to the test each and every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With one-week fantasy, there are no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week this year at DraftKings.com, so you're never, ever stuck with those injured players. And check this out. DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. Just ask DraftKings user Chentai15. He took home $1 million during Monday night, week 5 millionaire maker. That could be you, but it can't be you if you don't play. Turn your love of football into the payday of a lifetime. You haven't played yet? Well, why not start drafting your team tonight for Sunday's matchups? It's so simple to play. All you got to do is pick your players, pile up the points, and then pick up your cash. Believe me when I tell you this, you've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Chicago and play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest, where first place takes home $100,000. Enter Chicago for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the SefQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at SefQ.com/mycard and see why SefQ is not a bank. Better.
Some people don't use cars.com. This is what they hear when they service their car.
Well, there's a lot of gobbledygook clogging up your bamboozle.
Okay.
So I'll have to flush out the hogwash and futz with the fiddle faddle. Oh, and you've only got about 5,000 miles left in your Watson.
For the rest of us, there's cars.com's service and repair tool, which lets you get high-quality work done on your vehicle without overpaying.
So this will cost $250?
Yes, sir.
Research, price, find. Get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news.